该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间将答案转涂到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club, can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and came to Washington about 3 months ago.I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kind of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day, except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages. You know, over a drink or something.We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form...and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束，听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你将有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 B 项，并在试卷上将其标出。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第67小题的有关内容。
I'll leave around 5:30. My flight is at 7 o'clock.
You'd better leave earlier. Rush hour starts at 5 o'clock.Another cup of coffee? That's your third since lunch.
Yeah, well, I stayed up all night preparing for my history exam. I could hardly keep my eyes open. I've been receiving the magazine School Life for the past 2 years.
Is it published monthly?
It was until last year. Now it comes out weekly.
I love sailing on the lake. The wind in my hair and the water on my face feels cool.
I guess I would feel the same way if I could swim. Hi, Susan. Where were you at lunchtime? I was saving a seat for you in the dining hall.
Oh, sorry to have missed you, but my thirst for knowledge was greater than my pains of hunger.
I never had that problem. So, where were you?
My science class ran overtime.
]第一节到此结束。第二节听下面五段材料，每段材料后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段材料前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段材料读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第72和第73两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Paul, is that you?
Yes, Mary. What can I do for you?
Sorry to call you, but I've just delivered my new computer. I'm afraid I can't lift it by myself. Could you give me a hand to get it upstairs?
Sure. Could you just give me a minute to finish off what I'm doing?
Yes, of course. But please hurry. The box is getting in the way.
Don't worry.I'll be right down.
Paul, is that you?
Yes, Mary. What can I do for you?
Sorry to call you, but I've just delivered my new computer. I'm afraid I can't lift it by myself. Could you give me a hand to get it upstairs?
Sure. Could you just give me a minute to finish off what I'm doing?
Yes, of course.But please hurry, the box is getting in the way.
Don't worry, I'll be right down.
Listen to the following dialogue. 回答第74至第76三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
I can't find my purse.
Oh no, maybe you left it at the bank.You took it out when you cashed the check.
But I remember having it after that.
Well, you paid for the coffee when we were in that coffee shop, remember?
That's right. I remember feeling it in my pocket as we walked out.
And then we dropped into the little bookshop. Did you have it there?
Yes, but I remember taking a piece of paper out of my purse to write down the name of a book on it. I think I must have left the purse on the shelf. I'll call the bookshop and see if they found it. I can't find my purse.
Oh no, maybe you left it at the bank. You took it out when you cashed the check.
But I remember having it after that.
Well, you paid for the coffee when we were in that coffee shop, remember?
That's right. I remember feeling it in my pocket as we walked out.
And then we dropped into the little bookshop. Did you have it there?
Yes, but I remember taking a piece of paper out of my purse to write down the name of a book on it. I think I must have left the purse on the shelf. I'll call the bookshop and see if they found it.
听下面一段对话，回答第77至第79三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Are you quite independent of your parents now?
Yes. As soon as I left school and started my studies as a nurse, I stopped asking my parents for money since I got financial support from the government. But I still stay with them a lot.
You seem very close to your parents.
I am. They never forced me to do anything I didn't want to do. What about you?
Well, I'm also fond of my family, but I don't always get on very well with them. They try to control me too much.
But they allowed you to come to study in England on your own?
Yes, but only after a lot of persuasion. Your parents treat you as an adult. Mine treat me as a child. Are you quite independent of your parents now?
Yes. As soon as I left school and started my studies as a nurse, I stopped asking my parents for money since I got financial support from the government. But I still stay with them a lot.
You seem very close to your parents.
I am. They never forced me to do anything I didn't want to do. What about you?
Well, I'm also fond of my family.But I don't always get on very well with them. They try to control me too much.
But they allowed you to come to study in England on your own?
Yes, but only after a lot of persuasion. Your parents treat you as an adult. Mine treat me as a child.
听下面一段对话，回答第80至第82三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
What do you think of the products at the furniture store downtown?
I think they have a very good range of products. I like the quality of them. You get good quality for the price that you pay, and most of the products are environmentally sound.
What do you usually buy there?
Well, I usually buy functional furniture, such as bookcases, cupboards, and armchairs. And sometimes I buy tablecloths and bedsheets.
Is there anything you don't like about shopping there?
Oh, there is. It can be very crowded because it's a popular store, and you can get a lot of people. This often results in very long lines at the checkouts. You can wait for quite a long time to pay for your goods.
So, are you planning another trip to the store?
Yes, I expect so. I'll probably go again in January for the sales.
What do you think of the products at the furniture store downtown?
I think they have a very good range of products. I like the quality of them. You get good quality for the price that you pay, and most of the products are environmentally sound.
What do you usually buy there?
Well, I usually buy functional furniture, such as bookcases, cupboards, and armchairs. And sometimes I buy tablecloths and bedsheets.
Is there anything you don't like about shopping there?
Oh, there is. It can be very crowded because it's a popular store, and you can get a lot of people. This often results in very long lines at the checkouts. You can wait for quite a long time to pay for your goods.
So, are you planning another trip to the store?
Yes, I expect so. I'll probably go again in January for the sales.
听下面一段独白，回答第83至第86四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
I'm sure almost every one of you looked at your watch or a clock before you came to class today. Watches and clocks are very important in our life. But watches and clocks were seldom seen in the United States before the 1850s. In the late 1700s, people did not know the exact time unless they were near a clock.Those delightful clocks in the square of European towns were built for the public. After all, most people didn't have enough money to buy their own watches or clocks. Well into the 1800s in Europe and the United States, the main purpose of a watch was to show others how wealthy you were. By then, with the rapid industrial development in the United States,Measuring time had become very important. Since industrialization made it possible to produce large numbers of watches and clocks in factories, they became fairly cheap. Being on time had come into the language and our life. I'm sure almost every one of you looked at your watch or a clock before you came to class today.Watches and clocks are very important in our life. But watches and clocks were seldom seen in the United States before the 1850s. In the late 1700s, people did not know the exact time unless they were near a clock. Those delightful clocks in the square of European towns were built for the public. After all,Most people didn't have enough money to buy their own watches or clocks. Well into the 1800s in Europe and the United States, The main purpose of a watch was to show others how wealthy you were. By then, with the rapid industrial development in the United States, measuring time had become very important. Since industrialization made it possible to produce large numbers of watches and clocks in factories, they became fairly cheap, being on time had come into the language and our life.
第二节到此结束。现在你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。